Eden, what's your favorite song?
I love Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
You like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star?
Yes.
Would you like to sing that? Yes. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a cosmic steak and kidney pie. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Look at that. Wow. You had a favorite song that lots of people knew. Evan, what's your favorite? Oh, wait there. We need to hear Tamushi sing.
Yes, 7 years, isn't it?
Once I was 7 years old, my two-week-old, 8 years steps up. Oh, you've been lonely. Okay, that's it.
Wow. That's kind of like giggle rap. That's cool. Evan, what's your favorite song?
Baba Black Sheep.
You like Baba Black Sheep. Do you want to sing a bit of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will you want to sing us a bit of Baba Black Sheep?
Maybe everyone can do it.
Baba Black Sheep, have you any wool?
Yes, sir, three bags full. One for the master and one for the dame. And one for the little boy who lives down the lane.
See that? You all remember that. Anybody else got a favorite song? What's your favorite song, Richard? Away in a Manger. Oh, yeah. What's your favorite song, TG? I Thank God for This. Oh, now. There's a VeggieTales song that we sing in our house when our kids go to bed. And it goes, I thank God for this day, for the sun in the sky, for my mom and my dad, for my piece of apple pie, for my home on the ground, for God's love that's all around. That's why I say thanks every day, because a thankful heart is a happy heart. I'm glad for what I have. That's an easy way to for the love that he, because he listens to my, that's why I say, oh. See, that's a good song too. That's a VeggieTales song. It is a VeggieTales song. Anybody else got a favorite song?
I do.
What's your favorite song, Caleb?
I can't tell you.
You can't tell me. Okay. What's your favorite song, sweetheart?
Shut Up and Dance.
Shut Up and Dance. Oh, where's Asher? Okay. Where's Kezzy? Kez.
She's still not here. She's doing her makeup.
That's funny. I hope it's not true. So can you sing us a bit of Shut Up and Dance with me? This woman is my... right. Okay.
My favorite, Shut Up and Dance.
Do you want to sing us a bit, Asher? Surely, this woman is my destiny. Ooh.
Shut up and dance.
Okay, that's fine. Now. That's great. Now, have a listen to this. Have a listen to this. This is from the story when Jesus was born, and this relates to the fourth candle on the Advent wreath. You can read along in Luke chapter 2 from verse 8, and we'll be reading this passage tonight. Okay? In fact, Neil's going to be reading it tonight. There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending their night in the fields taking care of their sheep. That's right. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them, and they were really afraid. Yeah, that's right. But the angel said to them, don't be afraid. I am here with good news. Well done. Which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day in David's town, your Savior was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel singing. Do you know what they sang? Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased. So they started singing, glory to God in the highest heaven. Have we sung that today so far? Oh, yes. Thank you, Pete. And peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased. Who here has been in a nativity this week? Or is going to be in a nativity next week? Have we got any sheep, cows, donkeys, pigs, giraffes, octopuses, aardvarks, skunks, amoebas?
Yep.
You're a shepherd. Good. That's actually in the story. Any wise men?
As well, I have seen a real donkey. I was kind of in it.
Cool. You're in a real donkey.
Yeah.
Front or back?
Back.
Result. So, Jesus. Yep. Jesus is part of nativity. Any Marys and Josephs? Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Any innkeepers? Any innkeepers planning on letting them in anyway?
No.
Seen that happen. So the nativity is made up of lots of different things. And often on this Sunday, we would be doing a nativity and I could give you all jobs and we could set a little tableau up where you're all being the different characters. But the thing is, there's something else that we always do with a nativity other than picking Mary and Joseph and wrangling the donkey and putting tea towels on heads with sweatbands and all that stuff. The other thing that we do is we sing. You can't have a nativity without
singing.
Why do you think that is? Because it's part of the story. That's right. In the Christmas story, especially in Luke's gospel, loads of people sing. When Elizabeth finds out that she's pregnant, she sings. When Mary finds out that she's going to have a baby, she sings. When Zechariah is named John, unexpectedly, he sings. And he's been quiet for 9 months, which is a long time. When the angels appear to the shepherds, they sing. There's all sorts of songs. When Jesus is presented at the temple, Simeon sings. They sing and they sing and they sing. Right from the point where Jesus was born, people have been singing, and we've never stopped singing since. We sing our prayers. We sing our thanksgiving. We sing our sorrows. We sing our joy. We sing our hope. We sing our trust that God is good and he is fixing the world. We sing about the cross. We sing about everlasting life. We sing about his love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and the amazing self-control that God brings into our lives. We sing about the whole lot of it. Do we sing?
Yes.
Why do we sing? Why do we sing? Why do we sing, Tamushi?
To make us happy.
To make us happy. Why do we sing? Why do we sing?
To make us happy.
Cool. That's what she said. Why do we sing? Call out.
To make people happy.
Because Jesus is born. Because Jesus is alive. Yeah? That's why we sing. We sing because there's good news. We sing because it's a celebration. We sing because God gave the greatest gift. We even give gifts to each other. Right? That's why we sing. That's why we sing. Yeah, they do. And people write songs for us. That's right. And that's why we sing. So we're going to sing just now. But just before we do, we're going to give a thanks. Should we do that? You want to pray after me? Dear Father God, thank you, one person. Dear Father God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for singing. Thank you for celebration. Thank you for parties. Thank you for music. Thank you for instruments. Thank you for voices. And may we use them to praise your name all day long. When we get up in the morning, when we go to bed at night, And all the times in between.
So that we would worship
the risen Lord Jesus, who was born in a stable to Mary and Joseph, the Son of God, the Son of Man, and the joy of our lives. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen.